I'm Jake Rusnak, 1104. This is VPR News. All of Vermont's COVID-19 vaccination clinics administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine today have been canceled. Governor Scott announced the suspension in a tweet, adding that those expecting the J&J vaccine are being contacted by health officials to reschedule appointments. The decision will not affect planned vaccinations for the two other vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. The cancellation comes following a joint statement earlier this morning from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration as the agencies investigate unusual blood clots in six women that occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination with the one-shot J&J vaccine. So far, all six cases were in women between the ages of 18 and 48. More than 6.8 million doses of the J&J vaccine have been administered in the U.S. to date, the vast majority with no or mild side effects. Governor Scott's twice-weekly COVID-19 media briefing has also been moved to 12 noon today to allow the governor to hear from the White House about the situation on a pre-scheduled 11 o'clock phone call for governors and White House officials. And the private art collection of Wolf Kahn and Emily Mason will be put up for auction next month. Mara Williams is chairwoman of the Kahn Mason Foundation and says some of the money from the auction will go toward preserving and cataloging the paintings of the two former Vermont artists.
The sale of the third-party artwork is really the way that Wolf and Emily structured funding the two foundations to become legacy foundations.
The collection is expected to bring in up to $7 million and includes a Georgia O'Keeffe painting. Kahn and Mason had a home in Brattleboro. They both died about a year ago. It's 11:06, the eye on the sky, a mix of sun and clouds, low to mid-60s for high temperatures. Tonight, variably cloudy, lows in the 30s and low 40s, and tomorrow, partly sunny, chance for a shower during the afternoon west of the Green Mountains, temperatures ranging through the 60s. At 11:06, I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.